transmission.
Hello, it's 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. This is the Dubious How's That Tournament Committee. What are we doing today? Am I even here? Do I even know? Yes, I do. First, let's get out the tournament sheet. We got to get in this next game down here in the consolation bracket. Today we have Handy C versus Mo. So let's flip a coin to see who bats first. Handy C will be heads and Mo will be tails. Here we go. It's a good flip and it is tails. So Mo bats first. We'll fire up the program here and it says which team will bat first, and I type in Mo. And it says, and which team will field? That would be Handy C. Oh, excuse me, Dr. Handy C. Backspace, 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 Dr. Handy C. Hit enter, here we go, let's play cricket. Mo is up and she's off and running. Taking a couple balls there, nothing. Oh, and on the third ball, she hits a sixer. That's pretty nice. All right. So while that's running, we need to figure out today or tonight's agenda, depending on where I am or where you are. Who knows? I think what's going to happen today or tonight is that I'm going to watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. You know how much I love The Man from U.N.C.L.E. It's pretty great. Tonight will be the second part of a two-parter. And it's about cats. And you know how much I like cats. Now they're having the cat from U.N.C.L.E. apparently. And Ilya has been chasing around cats in Soho, following them around. And this one scientist is collecting cats for some mysterious reasons we don't know yet. Although it might have something to do with some kind of youth serum. Because towards the end of last night's episode, they found a cat. It was a cat, but now it's a kitten. And they were going, hey, why are you a kitty now? Not stand of a bing and thingins. And, oh, it's also very mysterious. And so tonight is the conclusion of the Bridge of Lions affair. So I'm going to watch that. And, boy, by the time that even starts, this game will be over. So maybe we can run another game tonight, too. Let's see, the next consolation bracket game would be the winner of Handy C and Mo versus Pippa. So maybe we can do that. All right, so I guess the only thing left to do is to check the game here again. And it looks like Mo is on a pretty good tear. She's 38 for 0. 38 runs, no outs, no wickets taken. So, that being said, I'm going to watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. And by the time it's over, this game will be finished as well. I'll give you the results, then we'll start a new game. And then, while the second game is running, we're going to go out on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. That's right, Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Oh yeah, that was a great conclusion to the two-part episode of Man from U.N.C.L.E. I won't bore you with all the highlights, but there was a whiskey flask that doubled as a smoke bomb, plus a money clip that was also a bomb. So, too awesome. It's 2 a.m. or shortly thereafter. And we need to check in on our How's That Game between Dr. Handy C and Mo. And the game is, in fact, over. Mo ended up with a total of 204 runs. But during the 28th over, the fourth ball, when Handy C had 201 runs, boom, he hit a sixer. Game over. Mo 204, Handy C 207. Dr. Handy C wins by 3 wickets. And that means it's time for us to get our second game going, which means we need the coin. And this second game is between Handy C, our winner, and Pippa. So we gotta flip a coin. Handy C will be heads, Pippa will be tails. It's a good flip, and the result is tails. So we'll start the game here, and Pippa will bat first. Pippa, that's not how you spell it. My P key doesn't want to work. There we go. And who will field? Dr. Handy C. And we're off and running. Let's play cricket. First ball for Pippa, no runs. Second ball for Pippa, 2 runs. Third ball for Pippa, 1 run. Fourth ball for Pippa, 4 runs. Fifth ball for Pippa, no run. Starting the second over, Pippa is 7 for 0. And on her first ball there, hits a sixer. So, and then a 4. So she's up to 17 for no wickets. All right, let's get ready to go out on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Nocturnal Bun Patrol! So let's do this. Okay. Good Lord, what's wrong with me? Walking out of the studio. Here's the kitty. See you later, kitty. Looks like Alfred Hitchcock is on. Dun, dun, dun. Putting on my shoes. I got my flashlight. Out the door we go. Standing in the dark garage. Open my car door. We're going on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. How many buns will we find? Nobody knows. Which route will we take? I don't know that either. Opening the garage door. If you're new to listening to Nocturnal Bun Patrol, what you need to know is that we have to find 3 buns before we can even come back home. So, first we stand here and we scan. And you know, we don't go this direction, so I'm turning left. And I'm walking downhill instead of uphill for a change. Be smart about this and get warmed up before we have to walk uphill. All right, so, when we get back, we will check the results of the Dr. Handy C versus Pippa game. And then we'll take a break from our consolation bracket games, and we will start playing, then we'll have the game of the 2 undefeated teams, which are Zeptar and Petey Boys SDF. So I've crossed the street, and I sort of did it at the wrong time, because now I gotta walk under this tree. I'm probably gonna get a face full of web. And it's dark. But I do not see any buns. No buns for me. We need to find some buns. So, what was I going to talk about? Oh yeah. It's a little bit after 2 a.m. local time. And if you check your clocks, it's about 1940 UTC or thereabouts, you know, plus or minus a minute because I'm doing the calculations in my head. I'm not very good at doing math problems, but you know, that's why we learn to use computers. I have taken a right turn. Walking, having a good time, trying to avoid cicadas on the sidewalk. So anyway, it's 2 a.m. You know, we're probably going to be walking around for another 15, 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, who knows. And then I'll get home, start working on the post-production of this. And then I'll feel like, should I go to sleep? No, wait, I have to eat my donut first because I have a donut. Yeah, donuts. I just remembered that. So, after I eat my donut, then it'll only be about, you know, half an hour or 45 minutes until Rat Patrol comes on. And Rat Patrol is on for an hour. It's two episodes. Two half-hour episodes. And where's all the damn rabbits? And that will mean that I won't be going to bed until about 5 a.m. Do I want to do that? Ew. I really want to watch Rat Patrol, but the funny thing is, I don't really want to watch Rat Patrol so much as I want to see what ridiculous mistakes they make and some of the cheesy acting. Because, you know, I really can't watch any television shows. They're just so bad. And ones shows from 50 years ago. Yes, that's 50 years ago. Rat Patrol is 50 years old. They're a little overwrought. All right, should we walk up Dragon Street here? Or should we go to the other street? What is that, 100th Street? I'm looking in yards. I'm still walking. I'm walking on. I'm not walking up Dragon Street. So yeah, Rat Patrol. I have to watch it so I can, you know, get more background information for my game. But the worst part about it is the show is not historically accurate. You know, they couldn't get any German armor, so they just took American stuff and painted it to look like German stuff. And so you see Germans driving, you know, Sherman tanks. It makes no sense. An American tank. But, you know, whatever. Hollywood. But anyway, I like to see what kind of forces they have to go up against. And basically, game research. Alright. Now I do have to take another right turn. I'm still not seeing anything. We're kind of walking around the block. Wait, what's over there? No, it's just a rock or something. It's not a bun. It's not an animal. Where's all the buns tonight? Usually on... Oh, boom! Going across that yard right there. Brutum hippity hoppity, Mr. Bun. Hitting him with the light and I'm getting an eye reflection. Confirmation. Boom. The official count is one bun. Yeah, we found a bun on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. We're patrolling for buns. It's after 2 a.m. I'm just walking around in my neighborhood. It's about 72 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in UTC. That would require too much math conversions. I can't do that in my head. I would have to get a pencil. Okay, so I'm under a street light here. No buns, which is sort of weird, because I was expecting them to be under the lights tonight. But no. So I'm looking ahead to the next street light. And I'm trying to see bunny ears in silhouette. Because I can see a few lawns. But Damn it. These people have a little bunny statuette in their yard up by their house. That's annoying. I don't see it when we walk down the street going the other way. Wait, what's over there? There's something under the mailbox. No, it's just a rock or something. Okay. Well, we keep on going. Looking for buns on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Isn't this fun? Yes, it is. It's good exercise, and you get to see buns. What's that? No, that's nothing. Maybe there'll be something under this tree. Any buns under here? No. No buns. Yeah. I think a truck is driving by on the interstate. Maybe we'll get to hear motorcycles buzzing by. This is sometimes a motorcycle racing night, and it doesn't sound like there's a lot of traffic tonight. So maybe we'll hear the 160 mile an hour motorcycle maniacs. Yeah, my neighborhood's pretty fun. And usually there's a lot more buns than this. If you're just joining us on Nocturnal Bun Patrol, if you're just tuning in, we've only spotted one bun. And wait, what's this right here? Oh, no, it's just a trick of the light. Okay, well, where's my damn buns at? Where's my buns? Give me some buns. Everybody loves buns. Okay. Well, scanning lots of yards here, but I got a big pine tree coming up, but it's blocking my view of the next few yards. So I can't see anything, but there's a light over there. And I think I got ears. Who's those ears? Ooh, no, there's two. Oh my god. And this yard also has some giant mushrooms in it. Holy crap, this one is 10 inches across and it's monstrous. And there's two buns. Oh, about 20 meters away from the mushrooms, and I am now 5 meters from the buns. Two buns just sitting right here. I'm 3 meters away from the closest one. The other one's a meter and a half away. Hi, buns. They're not even moving. Yes! Double bun spot on Nocturnal Bun Patrol, right after we spotted some huge mushrooms. Might have to come back tomorrow in the middle of the day and ask those people if I can take pictures of their mushrooms. I realize that sounds weird, but I don't want to be caught in their yard trespassing. Alright, it's time to turn to the right and announce that that double bun spot brings our quota tonight up to three. I mean, our count up to three. And we have met our quota. The official count is three. So we can officially go back home. There goes a motorcycle. Can you hear him? Awesome. Too bad we didn't turn up that way. We would have been walking over the bridge right as he went under us. Yeah, he's moving too. And he's getting off on Fort Street. Yep. Welcome to my neighborhood. That's just where I live. And I'm looking for buns in the middle of the night on Nocturnal Bun Patrol. Okay. Now these yards are all kind of dark. And there's a dark little intersection up here. We're going to give them the light. Chicow, chicow. I do not see any telltale eyes. Oh, and I was reading something in a magazine that if you're doing this and you see little green eyes in the grass, it's spiders. And that was how you go out and look for them. You go out and look for them with a bright flashlight and you hold it at head height or a little bit higher. And you scan your lawn in the middle of the night. And I thought, wow, do I really want to do this? And you know, look out there and see, you know, thousands of spider eyes looking back at me. Gah! No, thank you. And just ignorance is bliss, bro. Don't spider me, brah. Alright, so still still looking for rabbits because, you know, everything now is just gravy now that we've met our quota. So I'm hoping for at least one bonus bun. I'm almost back to my street. I'll be back to my street in 25 meters. And there's a weird sound. Maybe it's a bird. Maybe it's an owl. Maybe you can hear it. Whatever. It sounds so spooky and mysterious. There it goes again. Alright, so I'm walking down my street. And I'm on the opposite side of my house. Can you hear that spooky? There it goes. Oh, so scary. Oh, it must have been a ghost. We got ghosts here too. Maybe it was an oni. So I'm checking yards. I'm not seeing any bonus buns. I gotta cross over to my street here, I think. This is where the Dragon Street comes out. So I'm crossing the street here. And there's kind of a street light in front of my house, or just, you know, on the property line between me and my neighbor. I'm looking down there. I also want to look into this very dark yard. Dun dun dun, give him the light tube. Oh, I don't see any buns. And I didn't even bother looking for spiders, thank you very much. So now I'm looking back over across the street. I don't see any buns in that guy's house, and I don't see any buns in Shannon's yard. Now we gotta see the yard between me and Shannon's houses. Sometimes we do get them back there where those puffballs are. Hit the light. I see nothing. I'm almost to my driveway. I'm scanning my own yard. I can see my little boleet mushrooms. Scanning my yard, scanning my yard. Oh, we got nothing. No bonus buns tonight as he walks up his driveway and presses the button to open the garage door. The garage door opens successfully. Sometimes it's a crapshoot. You never know. Into the door we go. Open the car. Replace the garage door opener in the car. Closed car door, closed garage door, open house door. And where's my kitty? Some kitties are not in here right now. Okay, so here we are back in the studio. Excuse me. And I've got a nice big cup of tea that was conveniently left here by someone previously. I wonder who that could have been. And where are we? Oh yeah, it's time for our Nocturnal Bun Patrol debriefing. And tonight we met our quota. We did in fact spot 3 buns, and that's always good. And the highlight, for me at least, tonight was spotting the double buns. 2 buns hanging out in the yard in some light. And they weren't too spooked. We just walked right by them. They're just watching. And I was like, hey, dudes. And they're like, dude. And so everything was cool. We love the buns. And tune in again soon for another exciting episode of Nocturnal Bun Patrol. However, before I go, we need to announce the winners of tonight's very important How's That game. If you'll remember, it's Dr. Handy C versus Pippa. And as we go to the computer and wake it up, oh, look at this. Most interesting, Pippa was up to bat first, and she's hit 287 runs. And then Dr. Handy C followed on and didn't do so great. Got up to his 22nd over, and in the third ball, while he had 162, he was bowled out for his 10th wicket. Dr. Handy C, total runs 162, Pippa total runs 287. Pippa wins by 125 runs. Yay! So, Pippa moves on here and is essentially the winner of the consolation bracket. And now, she will then have to play the winner of our undefeated matchup loser. Does that make any sense? Zeptar and Petey Boy will play next. And then the loser of that match will play Pippa. And then the winner of that match will have to play whoever wins the Zeptar-Petey Boy match. Yes, I'm sure it seems very confusing, but it's not. You'll have to trust me. I do, in fact, know what I'm doing. I'm a professional. Yeah, somehow I get paid to run. How's that? Computer simulation tournaments for money on a non-radio. No, it makes no sense, but, you know, things usually don't here on the Dubious How's That Committee Tournament. A show that airs every single day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. Every single day, every single day, every single day. Tune in tomorrow. Who knows what we'll do? For sure we're going to have an How's That game, but other than that, who knows? Will we go out on Nocturnal Bun Patrol? Will we go look for mushrooms? It's always a mystery. Haven't spotted any motts in a while. Maybe we should go out looking for motties. Who knows? You'll have to tune in to find out what's going to happen. All right. I guess that's about it for me. I'm out of here. Bye-bye. I said bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...